This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters. This is another verse from the Quranic Reflection series, and it is from Surah Al-Baqarah. وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ. And eat from the food of the garden, from the garden of paradise, freely, as you wish, but do not come near to this tree. This verse addresses the essence of Islam, submission to the will of Allah. The first point of reflection is that the halal and the haram are not equal in quantity. The halal is plentiful, like the garden, filled with trees. And the haram are few, like the one tree which Adam and Eve were told not to eat from. That's the reality. Although people say, everything in Islam is haram. Muslims don't have fun. Life as a Muslim must be very boring. This is what people say. But in fact, this is not the case at all. The halal things are many, many. The haram things are few, and they have been listed. So this is the reality. And those few things which have been forbidden are for a reason. A reason you might know, it might be common knowledge, or a reason which might be hidden. You might not really understand why. But know that if Allah has forbidden something, it's not good for us. The second point of reflection is that for every haram thought, word, deed, or item, there are millions of halal alternatives. So we have on one hand, alcohol forbidden, made from fruit juices, fruits. We have so many fruits on the face of the earth, which are permissible in huge variations. The only ones that we are not allowed to drink are the intoxicating ones because of intoxication. And the whole world knows intoxication is not good for human beings. That's why even in America, it was banned, illegal, for a number of years. So common sense took them there, and desire made them give it up. Although even till today, there are some states, some towns in different states, you know, which remain alcohol-free from back in the 20s. The third point of reflection is that Allah prohibited what is harmful to human beings. He didn't prohibit things just to make life complicated and difficult for us. He created everything. And among those things which He created are some things which are harmful to us. Some whose harm is known, clear, well known, everybody bears witness to it. And some whose harm is not clear. We don't really understand why, but we believe that there is harm. Because Allah is merciful, He's kind, He's gentle, He wants the best for human beings. So this is the third point that we should reflect on when considering the halal and the haram. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.